Welcome everybody to Amazing You. I am your host, Dr. Ranita Nakodi, and today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Nikki Abraham. She's a professional extraordinaire in skills training, and Nikki is based in South Africa. So welcome to Amazing You, Nikki.
Thank you. So grateful to be here. Thank you very much.
Very happy to have you.
Thank you.
So Nikki, can you tell us briefly about your story?
Sure. So I actually started working at the age of 15, and the first job that I started working in was a friend's restaurant. And the first day that I started waitressing, I was like, oh my gosh, I loved it. I fell in love with people. I fell in love with service, and I fell in love with seeing people smile in their faces when they ate beautiful food. And that's where my life fell, you know, into place, joining the hospitality industry. So I've also then carried on working at the restaurant on school holidays and public holidays. And as soon as I graduated from school, when I was 18 years old, they actually made me an assistant manager. And that was my first step into the leadership world without any leadership experience. Something about me is I had a premonition at a very young age, and for no reason that I can think of, that I wasn't going to live very long. And which was so something for me was I chose at the age of about 17, 18, that I was going to say yes to everything and live my life 100% as if each day was my last day. So with that, I then started saying yes to life and taking any challenges that were put in front of me. The day I finished school, my mom and stepdad actually went off cruising the world. They said they were going on holiday, and I thought they would come back, but they never did. And they actually landed up in the Caribbean. So 9 months later, I was offered the opportunity to go to the Caribbean. I was like, absolutely, yes. And then I also then spent 10 years living in the Caribbean, for the first 3 years working with them on a yacht. During that time, I also crossed the Atlantic twice. First time, age of 21, I was a crew member with my mom and dad. Was 43 days at sea, sailing from Cape Town to the Caribbean. And bear in mind, 21-year-old socialite, you know, we had no devices, there was no computers, no cell phones. So all we had was lots of books to read. So that was an interesting experience. I, on arrival back in the Caribbean, I was like, I will never do that again. And 6 months later, I actually landed up at a party. I met the owner of a big, beautiful yacht, and he was like, I'm leaving for Turkey tomorrow and I need a chef for 7 men. And I was like, I'm a chef. So I actually jumped on the yacht the next morning as a chef for 7 men, again, saying yes to life and then learning how. I'd never studied to be a chef, but I had done home economics at school. So I then hopped on this yacht. We spent another 28 days at sea and we sailed to Turkey. I spent quite a bit of time in Turkey before returning back to the Caribbean, and spent the balance 7 years working in hospitality. I then returned back to South Africa in 2004 with my little son, who's my Caribbean souvenir. And I actually got a job working at Woolworths, which is one of South Africa's premier retailers in the hospitality division. And Woolworths had always been one of my favorite shops growing up, so I was very excited to get a position there. But within 6 months, they offered me a position to open up a new restaurant as a general manager. I got to then recruit 80 staff members and train them, which I'd never been able to stand in front of a group of people before and train, or never had the opportunity to do so. And that's where my love for training began. Wow. So I then worked for Woolworths in the hospitality division for 14 years. I was head of customer service, and also I then implemented all the training for customer service, as well as leadership, as well as recruitment, and grew with the business. So when I started with them in 2005, we had 32 restaurants and 452 staff. And after, when I left 14 years later, we had 150 restaurants with over 2,500 staff. So it was a great growth journey. I then decided after 29 years in hospitality that I was going to do something completely new and join the world of real estate, whereby I spent another year and a half. So I'm one of those people that love to say yes to life and then learn how.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
And what has inspired you to start your business now, Nikki?
So what has inspired me was I've always wanted to start my own training company. So when I started training with Woolworths, 16 years ago, that love for and passion for training and helping others really inspired me, and what really made me tick every single day. When I joined the real estate world after 16 months and 2 days before the president put our country in lockdown with COVID, our entire leadership team was retrenched. Mm-hmm. So when we were called into this meeting and retrenched, there was lots of gasps, lots of tears, lots of like, what are we going to do? Looks of terror. And I secretly was like, yes, now I can start my own company, because I think it's very challenging to resign from a good salary paid job to start your own business. So when it's forced upon you, I was like, hey, this is a no-brainer. So it's something I always wanted to do. And I just, took the bull by the horns. And that's when I started my company in May 2020.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And Nikki, can you tell us what has been the greatest challenge in your life and how did you overcome it?
I think the biggest challenge I've had in my life is saying yes. I have a serious problem with FOMO, the fear of missing out. I love to say yes. I often overcommit and to my own detriment. And all of these yeses actually caught up to me during the time of working in hospitality. So I would often say yes to the promotion, yes to working the extra shift, yes to going traveling, and yes to anything that I needed to do for my job because I loved serving and I loved the industry. But that did come to my detriment in 2017, where I had a complete breakdown with exhaustion and just with so many yeses. Like they say, for every one yes is 1,000 no's to something or someone else, including yourself. And all those yeses finally caught up to me. So that was probably the biggest challenge of having to, I want to say challenge, but also really good breakthrough of having to now start choosing what I say yes to and what I say no to. And that's something that I have to remind myself on a daily basis.
Thank you, Nikki.
My pleasure.
So who has been the most influential person in your life, Nikki, and why?
My mom.
Okay.
So my mom is just one of the most amazing, courageous people I know. She's been somebody that's been there for me throughout my whole life. Okay. My parents got divorced when I was 15, in a very amicable divorce that I got on very well with both parents. But my mom has just always been there for me. She supported my journey. She's just one of the most caring, loving, supportive people I know. And the fact that she waited for me to finish school and then set off to live a life and going cruising on a yacht around the world with my stepdad was just amazing. So looking at somebody, she's a chartered accountant, and looking at somebody going, let's sell up and let's get on a boat and let's go enjoy life was just like so wow for me. So very courageous, amazing woman.
Thank you. And what three qualities that you admire most in her, Nikki?
So one being courageous. We have now gone full circle where we actually live together. She's in a granny flat on our property, but she's just one of these people that if we say, she's just game to do anything. So if I say to her, come, let's book a flight and go to Johannesburg or go somewhere tomorrow, she's in for it. If I say, let's go for a swim in the sea, she's in for it. So she's one of those ladies that say yes and just enjoy. So I would definitely say courageous. She's incredibly generous. She's generous of her time, generous of her heart. Starting a new business has been challenging. It's, you go through getting through your financial slump. She's been very generous and supportive in helping me month to month as needed. And then my third one is kind. She's just incredibly kind. She always taught me growing up, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And those three just really stick out for me as beautiful qualities. And if I can just be half the person she is, I would be super happy.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. That's beautiful. And Nikki, can you share with us what quote has helped you to cope in challenging times?
What quote?
Yes.
So I think there's two that stick out for me.
Okay.
So the one is, for everyone, yes, you're saying a thousand no's to something or someone else, including yourself. So for me, it's been very conscious in my yeses. And then the second thing is, it's a book that really transformed my life that I started reading in 2018 called The One Thing. And that quote is, what's the one thing you can do right now such that will make everything else easier or unnecessary? So I think in a mind when you've, you know, life is busy and we've got so many things we need to do. And so often we can get scattered with how much we need to do. So often I feel myself pulled in many different directions.
Right.
So that quote just centers me. So often I'm like, okay, stop. What's the one thing I need to do right now that will make everything else easier or unnecessary? And then it just brings me back to be focused.
Wonderful. Thank you. And what book, Nikki, has inspired you the most throughout your life?
So I'm going to revert back to The One Thing. I was introduced to The One Thing in 2019 when I started the role in the real estate company, and was actually written by the founder of the company that I worked in called Gary Keller.
Okay.
I read the book 5 times in the first year, each time reflecting on one thing in my life and a different aspect, but more about how to bring balance into my life. Mm-hmm. So I felt that after the breakdown, it was very much, you know, it was very difficult to unlearn what you know. And this book helped me to unlearn each time, focusing on one different aspect of my life. It's still my go-to book now. Every now and again, when I'm having a day of, what do I need to do? I pick up The One Thing, randomly open a page and just read a book. So it's definitely been a life transforming book for myself. Highly recommended.
Thank you, Nikki. And can you tell us, so that the audience understand, why did you keep reading that book 5 times? What is it that you found in that book that you keep reading it 5 times?
I think it was reading it in 5 different frames of mind, because they tell you to focus on one thing.
Right.
So for me, it was first about how to create balance at work, because I really struggled living an unbalanced life previously. So it was how to implement the tools of balance at work. Then I reread it about, you know, the mindset and the health set of myself. Okay. Then I reread it in a financial frame of mind. So each time I read it in a different frame of mind, but focusing on that one thing and reading it in that mindset of how I could incorporate it. And then it's just the reminder. You know, sometimes we get overwhelmed with what we're doing, and it's just a constant reminder of what's that one thing we need to do.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Nikki. Because very often we read books, we just read it once and then we put it away. But like you said, reading it several times, it helps us to put the ideas into action as well and to implement it.
Definitely.
So, and we see it from different perspectives every time that we read it.
Definitely. And it's one of these books that I actually buy as soon as I see it on sale. I buy them in bulk and they're like one of my best gifts because I know how much it helped me and how much it's helped my students as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. So today, what would you say to the audience who is listening and watching to encourage them, because many of them are facing some tough times right now?
So the one thing that, as I've always used for myself, is what is the worst thing that could happen? And, you know, so my thing was, you know, life is so short. So hopping on a yacht and sailing across the ocean, or taking a job as a chef where I was already qualified, or, you know, working as a leader in the hospitality division, or jumping into real estate after 29 years, what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, and the worst thing that could ever happen to you is you die. And we only get one chance at that. So for me, it's, you know, what if there was no fear? So what's the worst thing that could happen? So often I still say yes, thinking, what's the worst thing that could happen? And that helps me overcome my challenges, my fears, and enjoy life as if today could be the last.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. Thank you. And lastly, can you tell us briefly about what you do and how can people reach out to you?
Fantastic. Sure. So I am Nikki, and I'm the founder of the Winning Attitude Skills Training, and that is my platform whereby I offer 5 different training courses, plus I offer training in real estate. So my sole focus as a professional extraordinaire in skills training is I love leadership training. And I say this because I've got 29 years experience in leadership without having gone to study. So I've learned everything through my mistakes. So I have a wonderful course called The Powerful Leadership Transformation. I also have a course called Motivational Customer Service. But then it all goes back to recruiting the right talent. So there's a course about recruiting the right talent. Yes. We then also, for me, what's crucial is to hold accountability for what we do and what we learn. So I've got an accountability coaching program, as well as a positive mindset called the 6 Winning Strategies for a Successful Mindset. So you can get in touch with me. My name is Nikki, N-I-C-K-E, at thewinningattitude.co.za. Or otherwise, you can find me on Facebook or LinkedIn, and it's @ Nikki Abraham.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. That's great. And I would like to say thank you to you for taking the time today to share with the audience your journey and your story. And I wish you a lot of success in all your future endeavors, Nikki.
Dr. Rani, thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute honor and a privilege to be here with you today as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to the audience for listening and for watching.